What happens on the campaign trail with conflicting promises on taxes, trade, and other issues has a real impact here, according to the research firm Macroeconomic Advisors. It shows the S&P 500 changes as the fortunes of the candidates change. Joe Prakken spoke via Skype.
As the odds of a Clinton victory rose, at least as recorded in the polls, we saw the market rally. And if the odds of a Clinton victory receded, we saw the market retreat.
The market and economic impact of politics and political uncertainty has grown, according to University of Iowa finance professor Art Derniev, who spoke via Skype.
Politics affects financial markets much, much more now than, let's say, 10, 20, or 30 years ago.
That's because uncertainty about taxes and rules has an impact on the factory floor. Research shows worried managers delay important corporate actions, like the timing of stock offerings.
The corporate investment, they start hoarding cash, they don't want to spend. Major corporations delay their hiring, their firing decisions, everything is on hold for them.
Uncertainty also affects consumers who power a lot of economic activity, according to Macroeconomic Advisors Joel Prakken.
Buying a car, buying a house, starting a business, managing a business, making investment decisions. When they're uncertain about the environment in which they'll be making those decisions, there is a natural tendency to just pause, take a breath, sit on your hands, and wait until the uncertainty clears.
Some scholars wonder if political uncertainty has a larger or smaller impact than energy costs, interest rates, or corporate guesses about future demand for products, according to Brookings Institution scholar Bill Galston.
There's a lot of professional disagreement among economists as to how weighty uncertainty is in relationship to more fundamental market evaluations.
Political uncertainty won't end with the election. For example, if Democrat Hillary Clinton wins, she will have to get her program passed Congress, where one or perhaps both houses may be controlled by skeptical Republicans. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.